Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The last of the books of Moses begins with, quote, "These are the words." That's Deuteronomy 1 verse 1. The last of the Gospels begins with, "In the beginning was the Word," John 1 1. If we pay careful attention, we'll discover that the second is hidden in the first. In fact, Jesus used some of these very words to turn back the forces of evil when he also was in the wilderness. When Israel was hungry in the desert, they murmured and distrusted God. But when Jesus was in the same situation and tempted by Satan to serve himself, again miraculously making bread, he responded by quoting the last half of Deuteronomy 8:3. The whole verse links the two events, quote, "So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." Likewise, when tempted by the adversary to show himself, by putting on a demonstration at the temple, he again quoted from these words, this time the first part of the statement, quote, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah," Deuteronomy 6:16. This was also linked to Israel's unbelief. How did they tempt him at Massah? They said, "Is the Lord among us or not?" See Exodus 17 verses 1 to 7. There, standing in the Judean wilderness that day, was Emmanuel, which is translated God with us, Matthew 1:23. But Satan tempted him again, this time to spare himself. "No need to go to the cross. Worship me, and you can have the glory without the suffering." Again he, quote, "resisted him, steadfast in the faith," 1 Peter 5:9, by quoting Deuteronomy, and so set an example for us, encouraging us to use Scripture as our trusty sword and shield in every skirmish with the enemy. Quote, "These are the words."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.